Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Here in Galatians, Paul is speaking to believers, for he says, brethren, and if a man be overtaken in a fault, this is not speaking of presumptuous sins. This is not speaking of premeditated sin. This is speaking of an individual that seems to be overtaken, overrun by an issue in his or her life that they seem not to be able to overcome themselves. They continue to fall into a certain trespass, and even though they have done all that they can do, they seem to repeat themselves over and over again, being overtaken by a fault. Paul says, ye which are spiritual, mature in the Lord, producing fruit, able to bear the burden of what the individual is going through with compassion and pity. It says to restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. Individuals are charged to restore the brokenhearted through the precious Holy Spirit, the work of the Lord, leading them down a path of repentance and trusting in the Lord. Paul goes on to say, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, knowing if it had not been for the grace of God, it could be me being tempted by that same situation. Individuals who restore others in the church come with a sense that they're no better than the next person, but they're there to support them and help them down a path of repentance through meekness and compassion. Individuals not browbeating the other, not putting that person down, not throwing it up in their face. Individuals instead are hurting and need compassion. Individuals to bear the burden of what they're going through, and individuals gathering around them, praying for them, encouraging them, and holding them accountable so that that same fault does not continue to overtake them over and over again. Oftentimes, individuals cannot overcome certain faults by themselves. They need accountability. They need to draw strength from others and encouragement from the local church that represents the love of Christ and the mercy of Christ and the compassion of Christ. Scripture teaches in Romans chapter 15, verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Scripture states in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.